What is that? Welcome back.
I don't even remember.
Bryce Butler.
I did that.
This is music, probably.
Yeah, I did that last year. What's this name? Middle by... Is it DJ Snake? I don't remember. All right, I don't remember.
Off of the Helmets Radio Show, talking Cowboys football with number 19 Bryce Butler. People want to find your music. Where are they going?
SoundCloud.
Is
I
right.
haven't posted nothing in a while because I like stopped.
Yeah.
So, SoundCloud.
SoundCloud is where it is, right?
Yeah,
and it's DJ Duffelbag?
Yeah, or you can just type my name in.
Okay, and it'll come up. Okay. All right, welcome back, everybody. Glad to be here. This is show number 1 of 10 that we are doing next year. This year. If you want to be here next week, we will be here. The 26th is next Tuesday. Lael Collins, possibly Chaz Green or one of his mates will be with him as well. If you've never sat in front of and talked to offensive linemen, they're a different group. And this is a cool different group. One of the best offensive lines in football. Not their best week last week, as it wasn't anybody's best week last week. But Lael will be here. Very cool cat from LSU. He can't wait to get in here and get some of this Appalachian Southern food.
Oh, he knows all about it.
Lael will get his fair share, and we will have great conversations with him from an offensive line perspective. It's a lot of fun. They are different guys, and it is a totally different point of view. So we hope you will be here. Tupelo Honey just opened last Thursday in Frisco, right across from the Ford Center at the Star. You can't miss it. Appalachian Southern food. You see that?
This is
radio, so it's not great radio. That is dry ice mixed in with a couple of different kinds of liquors, and it tastes sort of like an old fashioned. But when you inhale the dry ice, you get the aroma of the drink, and then you put your lips to it, and you get the real drink. Probably not good for you during the season, but
sounds
definitely
like there's a lot going on.
There's a lot going on. What they do, they have these sommeliers. They got guys who will mix the proper alcohol with your food and enhance both of them.
What?
See that? This ain't Wendy's.
Yeah,
this is
not.
Tupelo Honey, baby. thank you very much to Fast Lane Car Wash, to Jessen. Little Elm has a couple of car washes, but only one that's any damn good. On 423, just past Main Street, is Fast Lane Car Wash, and they will make sure your car is clean. And we all clean our cars like crazy in this town. But if you do the quick wash, sometimes you don't get what you want. You always get what you want at Fast Lane Car Wash. I found my place. This will be your place, too. Little Elm, 423, just past Main Street, 2073, I believe it is, 2073, and then the street is 423. Talking Cowboys football with Bryce Butler as we look towards Arizona, 1-1. They've taken the ultimate punch in the gut, if you will, and that David Johnson, their running back, is out for probably at least the first 10 games.
Why?
He dislocated his wrist in the first game. Fourth quarter, dislocated his wrist, tried to keep on playing, as you can imagine, because that's what you guys do. And then next time he got the ball, he fumbled, and he came out, and he's like, something's wrong.
Yeah.
So they have done surgery. He's going to try and be back by week 10 or 11. He was, Bryce, 36.9% of their offense last year.
Yeah, he's a beast.
He's a beast.
Him and Zeke almost had kind of like
yes,
the same type
similar
of
numbers.
Yeah.
Yes, and they line him up in the slot. They line him up all over the place.
Yeah.
And so without him, they are struggling. They did lose week one after he left the game. They won last week in a tight game, and now they look like a different team because their offense will not be as dynamic, but their defense, as you know, is really good.
Yeah.
Really good. I mean, there's two cornerbacks there again, and people are going to say, uh-oh, here we go, two lockdown cornerbacks again. What the hell? So
Pat Pete and
T. Matthew, who's already, you know, Patrick Peterson and T. Matthew, who's got a pick already. So what do you, when you study, and I know you guys will study, what are you looking for from the cornerbacks and guys you're probably going to go head-to-head with?
I mean, me, since I play receiver, obviously I just pay attention to the defensive backs.
Okay.
I try to see what kind of scheme they play defensively as a whole because typically – obviously, the front seven is going to dictate how the guys play in the back end. You know, if guys play more aggressive or they don't. You know,
right.
Obviously, last week, you know, you play a team with a great front seven, they can get out to the quarterback. Those guys are going to be more aggressive to the ball because they'll be able to take more risk and they'll get more reward because typically those balls aren't going to always come out perfect.
Right.
So that's kind of like how I start watching tape. And then after I know what teams like to do, what kind of covers they like to run on, you know, first, second down, base downs, and third down. Now I'm just watching for the individual player just to see how they play, what their tendencies are, you know, how do they use their technique, are they good in their technique, you know, what receiver techniques will break down their leverage and stuff like that. So it's a full week of preparation, you know, because, like, the first few days is just me looking at their defense. And then after that, the next few days is me looking at the player. I mean, who am I going to be lined up against?
Just like any other sport, are you looking at their tendencies, their bodies? What else? Some are tall, some are short, some are faster than you maybe, some stronger. Guys like to get their hands on you right away.
Yeah, I feel like when it comes to sports, we're like the only sport that really watches tape like this.
I think that's right.
I got a lot of buddies that play in the NBA, and we talk. I ask them questions about, like, how they prepare. And, you know, their practices are maybe like an hour and a half long, and they're just getting shots up and free throws and stuff like that because they've been on like a six-game road trip. So, I mean, there's not too many teams or not too many sports that are paying attention to teams like, you know, we do in football. Football is like a chess game, man. And, you know, it really takes a full week to prepare. That's why you don't see two games in a week. That's why typically it's a tough turnaround to play Sunday and then Thursday because you need a full week to prepare for teams. Not just your body, but mentally, you know. A lot of guys, it takes 7 days to really get ready for the next game. You have to decompress from the first game that you just played on Sunday. And then you need time to get ready and, you know, adjust the new team that you're going to play, especially if it's a team like the Cardinals where you might not always play them each year. Mm-hmm. This is a team that we didn't play last year. We played them in the preseason, but it was the first preseason game, and it was the Hall of Fame game. So, you know, their guys didn't play.
Absolutely. If you like stuff like this, all-time Cardinals and Cowboys are 55-33 Cowboys. Last time they played, Brandon Whedon was the quarterback. I believe that was 14. Cowboys lost 28-14. David Johnson, as we mentioned, out for at least the first 10 or 11 games. He's on IR, I think eligible to come back week 10 from a dislocated wrist. So they're, you know, he's their number one threat. Larry Fitzgerald, one of the few, along with Jason Witten, to have 1,000 catches in his career.
A beast.
Do you watch? Yes. And a man like you would like guys to be. I've talked to him a bunch.
Yeah.
You'll like him.
Yeah, I want to talk to him after this game, man. He's been a guy I've looked up to since I was a teenager. You know, he's been around since like 2005 or 2006.
At forever.
Yeah, so he's been a guy that I've watched his game. Big body receiver, goes and gets the ball. Never seems like he's in trouble off the field and stuff like that. Always, I don't know if he still does it, but he used to do this thing where in Minnesota, he would take a lot of the receivers and some DBs across the whole NFL, and they would do like a 3-day camp or something like that together.
Absolutely.
He's a guy that, you know, you want to model yourself after, and you hope to have a career like he did. Great player, man, and, you know, obviously him and Jason Witten are two guys that caught a lot of balls in their career.
It's a lot of balls, man.
A lot of longevity in this league.
It's a long time, man.
Yes.
Can you imagine your body? Can you imagine feeling good enough to play after 15 years?
Nah.
There were years, in years past when I used to talk to Jay, I would say, how long are you going to play? And he's like, I'm already tired, but I'll play until Romo doesn't play anymore. And he literally said this to me. He said, when he's done, I'm done. And we've asked him in the last couple of years, we've said, you know, what's different? And he said, the truth is these young guys have re-energized me.
Yeah.
He said, there's more guys who like to practice,
right.
More guys who watch film, more guys who like being Cowboys and who appreciate the shield than that some of the younger, in my younger days. And they have re-energized me. Plus, I think you guys have such an appreciation for him that he likes that too.
Yeah, well, it's my guy, man. You know, he's been a guy that's held me accountable since I've been here. You know, he's a good dude. You know, he comes with it every day.
What is that? Give me 1 minute on, and I know that's what he does. You said Witt holds you accountable, and he is there. And I have watched that transformation. I've been here for his whole career.
Yeah.
Of him being a quiet, go-about-my-own-business guy to now a vocal leader on this team. So give us an example that you're willing to about how he has stayed on top of you and tried to hold you accountable.
I mean, he just makes sure, you know. Well, he tries to make sure, you know, I'm right all the time. We're, like, totally different. We're opposites as far as, like, who we are as people.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, you know, I can be wrong about him or he can be wrong about me. But, you know, you know, he holds me accountable. Like, if he feels like I'm not in practice, you know, going hard, or he feels like I'm, like, tired. Or
your head's
like,
not there.
Yeah, yep. My head's not there or something. He's like, you know, he's firing me up, you know, getting me ready to go. And even if, you know, he might be wrong, like, I'm still like, okay, you know, I'm going to show, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to show you, you
right.
know what I'm saying? If you don't think I am, like, I'll let you know right now. So, you know, he does that a lot with me, and I need it. You know, I'm a guy where, you know, I really take pride in what I do. Mm-hmm. But, you know, sometimes it can be hard. You know, you're not the starter. You know, you're working to get there.
Right, you're not getting 13 looks.
Right. Yep. So, like, in practice, you know, I might not be catching balls and stuff like that, so I could be spacey sometimes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's that guy that brings me back, you know, to gravity. So, yeah, I appreciate him, man. He's been there with me every step of the way since I've been here. And, you know, he's a guy that, you know, if I need to get, you know, a blunt answer on something, you know, I can go to him.
What do you think about this?
Yeah,
he'll tell you.
Because I know he'll give it to me.
Bryce Butler, Dallas Cowboys number 19, talking Cowboys football. All right, we got Arizona this week. They are fighting through the loss of David Johnson. They came back last week in an ugly game to win on the road against the Colts, so they are 1-1. Their backs are against the wall a little bit too. What, you know, football especially seems to sort of ebb and flow a little bit. So I think the anticipation from Cowboys fans will be this team is way too good to get punched in the face and get bloodied last week and not answer with a resounding effort this week. Accurate?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're a team that fights. Coach Garrett has fight posters and letterings on shirts everywhere around that building. That's what we do. You know, we got beat bad. I don't feel like our backs are against the wall. You know, we're 1-1, same place we were at this time last year. We lost the game. That happens in the NFL. There's only been one team in the NFL that's been through a season without a loss. So
that was a long time ago.
A long time ago. You know, so that was before my dad was playing. So, you know, a loss is something that happens in this sport. You know, you get teams that win the championship, and they can be 8-8 going into the playoffs.
Right.
You know, so a loss, you know, we didn't lose that much last year, and I think that's why, I guess, there's been this huge commotion about how
and
we lost the other day.
Yes.
Which makes
yes.
sense, you
yes.
know. We didn't lose that many games last year, and then really the last game of the season that we lost wasn't really a loss because it was like nobody was playing. So, you know, this – and we hadn't, like you said earlier, we hadn't lost that great of a deficit in a long time.
Right.
I don't even remember losing like that since I've been here, to be honest with you. So, I mean, it was just a loss. It's a tough one. We will learn from it. If anything, it'll be humbling. You know, we'll know that we know now we're not invincible. You know, we can't take a team for, you know, team for granted. And we got to put our best foot forward. And Coach Garrett always says it, play to our standard.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure he said it millions of times in, you know, in the last few days, and he's going to say it again tomorrow, and Thursday and Friday and Saturday and up to, you know, the point we play. And I believe when we do that as a team, you know, we put a really good product out in the field. And, you know, we'll get things going. I mean, offensively, we really didn't score that many touchdowns week one either. Dan Bailey kicked a lot of field goals, and we won that game. And I think last year I don't think Dak threw a touchdown until like a passing touchdown to the third or fourth game, and then it just started rolling. And you know, this past week he threw one to Dez, he threw one to Witt,
yep.
On the first game of the season. He threw two actually to Witt this year. So things are gonna start rolling. Cole's gonna start catching touchdowns. I'm gonna start catching touchdowns. Terrence Williams is gonna start catching touchdowns. I mean, it's just gonna start flowing. I haven't really been paying attention to the social media world, but I have been hearing, like, I was with a whole bunch of kids yesterday, and there was a whole bunch of talk, like, what's going on? And I was just reiterating to people, like, dude, like, we've only played two games.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? There's a long season. Like, it's going to be Thanksgiving, and people are going to be eating dinner, and it's going to still be the season. You know what I'm saying?
It's going to be like week. And then it's going to be Christmas, and
yeah,
it's still going to be the season.
It's still going to be in the season. So, yeah. I mean, we have a lot of game to play. I would rather lose a game like that the second game of the season than losing it, you know, going into the playoffs or in the playoffs. So, you know, we didn't want to lose that way, but, you know what I'm saying, I don't feel like anybody is, like,
panicking.
Yeah, panicking in the organization, within the organization about where we're going with
this
team.
That's not been your guys' style anyway.
No.
Your guys' style has been to handle things internally if needed, and been to go about your business. Do your job.
Exactly.
Right? You got T-shirts to say that on, too.
Exactly.
Do your job. All right, Bryce Butler, thank you very much for coming out. I hope you enjoyed Tupelo, honey.
Brady,
and I will ask you back many more times this year. Thank you
appreciate
very much.
It.
Bryce Butler, the Dallas Cowboys, ladies and gentlemen. And this is the Off of the Helmets radio show. We will be back next Tuesday night. La'el Collins will be here. And you got to come find Tupelo Honey Southern Kitchen and Bar. You want to go to the Star anyway. It's right in front of the Ford Center. Walk over, turn left. Find the new big piece of art that's out there called The Huddle, and right behind it is Tupelo Honey, Southern Kitchen and Bar. I spend a lot of time here now. Bryce Butler's now a big fan, and we will see you next week on Off of the Helmets with La'el Collins right here Tuesday night from 7 to 8 p.m. Thank you very much for listening.
103.3 FM ESPN.